ジャパニーズポッド101です。あー美味しそう。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ゆういちです。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Premium lesson number 24. Below the Bamboo Boulevard. Naomi sensei.
Hi.
今日はすごい写真ですね。Today is some picture. Picture of one of the coolest places probably in Japan.
そうかな? Coolest place?
But one of the most famous street. That's true.
One of the most popular place among junior high school kids. じゃない? And 田舎の人。
I got a cold chill.
そう。中学生に人気の場所です。
若い人が行きますね。
若いっていうか子供ですよね。すごい子供とかがいたんですか。
そこまでかな。
いやでもそんなことは。
小学校の時とか行かないんです。
行かないです。
何かあったんですかあそこで。Did something happen there, Naomi sensei?
あまでも田舎の人は行くかもしれませんね。
そうでしょ、アイドルショップとかがあるの、ジャニーズの。
いやでもなんかファッションとかなんかいろいろあるんじゃない？
それはもうちょっと表参道の方じゃないですか。
いや、like there were people like selling like Abercrombie and Fitch stuff there when it was like a couple years ago when it was very popular. Lots of secondhand stores. ナオミ先生が言ってるまでなんかあったんですか？極端ですね。Like you really hate that place, huh?
だってなんか人がいっぱいいるんだもん。
Yeah, the street is really, really cool.
そうです。すごいいいところですよ。
その調子。ゆいち、一番最近行ったのはいつですか? So, have you been there recently? Or when was the last time you were there?
1年前くらいですかね。
ほら、行ってないじゃん。行ってないじゃん。1年も行ってないんだよ。
でも、たくさんお店があって面白いと思います。
でしょ? It's nice. Shakey's もあるでしょ?
Shakey's もあります。
食べ放題でしょ?最近行ってないでしょ。
行ってない。
So you haven't been there in a while.
そう、昔バイトしてたからもう行かない
です。ああ、どんどん。で、皆さん、I'm very sorry. Today's lesson, we're gonna change it. Naomi sensei, 心を開いてみてください。Open up. Tell us everything.
別に何もないですよ。あのクレープ屋がありますよね。
Stage one, denial. はい、イチ、どうぞこの写真について想像してみてください。
何を想像すればいいの？
はい、何を。
Is there something inside it? What's going on in there? Tell me something I don't know about that picture. 3, 2, 1.
コックさんがいますね。
A cook? There's a cook, yeah, on the left side. What's he doing?
多分、お客さんを呼んでいます。
どのふうに呼んでいますか? How's he getting customers?
オムライスとハンバーグっていう字が見えるので、ハンバーグとオムライスが安いよ。安いよ。
そういうお店?
うまい。
そう。だってそれシェフでしょ。That's a chef code, right?
安いよりも美味しいっていうことですか。
So we got cheap omelette rice, cheap burgers, and Naomi sensei didn't like that at all. So emotional problems aside, let's take a look at today's conversation. What's going on in there? Here we go.
うわ。すごい人の数だな。
すごいね。なんでだろうね。
わかった。
え、何？
ここが有名な竹下通りだよ。ほら、あそこに書いてあるよ。
なるほど、ここなのね。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
うわー、すごい人の数だな。
すごいね。なんでだろうね。
わかった。
え？なーに？
ここが有名な竹下通りだよ。ほら。あそこに書いてあるよ。
なるほど、 ここなのね。
今度は英語が入ります。
うわー、すごい人の数だな。
Wow, there are tons of people here.
すごいね。なんでだろうね。
Yeah, it's crazy. I wonder why.
わかった。
I know.
え、何？
Why? What is it?
ここが有名な竹下通りだよ。ほら、あそこに書いてあるよ。
This is the famous Takeshita Street. Look, it's written over there.
なるほど。ここなのね。
I see. This is it.
Naomi-sensei.
はい。
いかがでしたか? Was it a little better?
うん、いいんじゃないですか? I like it.
よかったですね。That's very good. Now, what'd you think of the conversation? What'd you think? Tell us something.
T シャツ見えますか? Can you see T-shirt shop there?
はい、見えます。
姫 T シャツがありますね。Princess T-shirt。小さくて見えないかな?
ああ、そう。ちょっと待って。見えません。見えますか、ゆういち。
見えません。
写真を大きくすると、T シャツの感じが見えるかもしれないですね。
So if you download this picture and blow it up, you can then see what Naomi's now talking about with the T-shirt shop and the princess T-shirt.
変な T シャツいっぱいありますもんね。感じのね。
そうですね。なんか空港に行くと、よく見ますよね。外国人の人がたくさん来ています。When I go to the airport, I see many foreign tourists wearing...These kinds of T-shirts as a souvenir, I think. お土産として、はい。
With the two most popular being 一番 and 日本人彼女募集中ですね。
Looking for Japanese girlfriend?
Yeah.
So they understand the meaning?
I'm pretty sure they do, yeah.
Like, okay.
When they buy it, the explanation is there.
Yeah, but Japanese people are wearing like T-shirt which has...Like English word on it, and sometimes the English word is so messed up, right?
Yeah, so it works both ways.
そうですね。お互い様。
うまい。
お。
お互い様。So we tried to cover this in a previous lesson. It was like really difficult to explain, but so the both of us are doing something that's not too great.
yeah, yeah, destroying the language and culture.
お互い様。乾杯。Okay, let's take a look at the vocab.First word.
竹下通り
竹下 Boulevard.
竹下通り竹下通り
Next.
数
Number.
数
Next.
ここ
Here.
ここ
Next.
有名
Famous.
有名有名
Next.
ほら
Look. See.
ほらほら
Next.
あそこ
Over there.
あそこあそこ
Next.
なるほど
I see.
なるほどなるほど
Now let's take a look at some of the words and phrases used in this lesson. Naomi-sensei, お願いします。
なるほど
I see.Now, this phrase is used when the speaker wants to show one's empathy, understanding, or basically agreement.
なるほど。
なるほど。
The next phrase is...
Well, we're not going to explain this a little more and why that was funny right now. Now, the reason this is funny, when Yuichi-san and Naomi said, なるほど, is that it was like as if they were learning the meaning of the word. So it was a little...
In English.
Yeah. So it was a little play on that. But...When you kind of learn something new or you come to a realization, you finally understand something. ah, なるほど。
なんか、as an 相づち or back channeling, this word is often used.
Yeah.
なるほどね。なるほど。なるほど。なるほど。
I have a really good example. Of course, we love the Chiba Lotte Marines, right? And there's Lotte Candy. And Lotte is a very, very big chain in Japan selling confectionaries.Now, I don't know why it never hit me, but there's also a fast food chain called Lotteria. Basically, the Japanese name is?
Lotteria.
And I never put the two and two together. That, yeah.
So, 誰でも知ってるよね。Everyone knows. Even my dog knows.
ひどくない? yeah, 今、Naomi の気持ち分かってきました。Like, I understand how Naomi feels. なんかいい気持ち。Anyway. so, when I finally put two and two together, it was like...Ah, なるほど. Like, I had some basic information the name, like Lotte, the name of the big brand, is in the name Lotteria. And it was something I could have figured out on my own, but I just never put two and two together. So in that case, it was naruhodo. Like, you know, I had some kind of general information that I could have made, put two and two together, but I just didn't. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the difference between naruhodo and benkyou ni narimashita. Like, you have some kind of general information, or it's something that you've been in contact with that you finally come to realization.
なるほどね。
今日随分面白いですね。
なんでだろうね? That's the next phrase.
Oh.
すごい、どうぞ。 I wonder why.
なんで? Why? どうして? という意味ですね。 だろう means I guess. ね is a sentence ending particle. なので、 どうしてでしょうね?ということですね。
I wonder why. ね?
In a casual situation, we say, なんでだろうね? But in a polite situation, we say,
どうしてでしょうね?
I wonder why.
I think it's about like 3 years ago, なんでだろう?なんでだろう?っていう歌が流行りましたよね。
そうですね。 なんで流行ったんだろうね?っていう感じですね。
なんでだろうが?
はい。
寒いね。 頑張りましたけどね。
はい。
So, nice try, but... So, did everyone catch Yuichi's attempt at the pun? I wonder why was a big hit, or was popular.
なんでだろうが人気があったのはなんでだろう。そういうことです。
Wow, lots of negative energy today. I think it's coming from Naomi, like the whole start to the show. すいませんでした, listeners. ね? ね? I like happy Naomi. Okay, let's take a look at the grammar point.
Today's grammar point is na.
A sentence ending particle that expresses the speaker's excitement, surprise, or admiration. Now, in today's dialogue we had...
すごい人の数だな.
Wow, there are a lot of people. Now, you can easily guess what the na translates to in this context. Take out the na and give the sentence one more time and we'll give you the translation.
すごい人の数だ.
There are a lot of people.
な.
Wow, there are a lot of people.
なるほどね。
This is used by male speakers quite a bit. Can we have a sample sentence?
昨日の寿司は美味しかったな。
I just don't feel it. And that's the thing. Na is something you use when, you know, you really put emotion into it.
昨日の寿司は美味しかったな。
感じましたよ。 I felt it's like, yesterday's sushi was so good.
美味しそうでしたね。
Nah, you gotta work on your na. So, one more example, please.
綺麗な桜だな。
Nice. How beautiful are cherry blossoms? This grammar point is for informal situations. Now, you kind of don't want to use this in a business meeting, do you?
そうですね。
For example, if you call a business associate you haven't talked to in a while, 久しぶりだな is not something you really want to use.
久しぶりですね。
There we go. So, it's an informal sentence ending particle. In a way, resembles the usage of ne a lot. Okay, now inside the PDF, there's a detailed write-up explaining the rest of what's going on. Stop by the site, get the picture, see if you can find that hime, the hime t-shirt. I'd like to know more about what you're talking about.
You didn't know what I was talking about? And you didn't stop me?
I usually don't.
Hidoi. Hidoi na.
So, and there's a difference. Hidoi na, like how nasty are you? How dare you? How nasty are you? How bad are you? As opposed to typical hidoi.
でもまああの、I use hidoi as an aizuchi word to Peter.
Yeah. And aizuchi, of course, is?
Back channeling.
Which, of course, is using sounds to acknowledge someone speaking or someone's actions or that.
Showing my disagreement.
That too. Okay, that's going to do for today.
うわ、すごい人の数だな。すごいね。なんでだろうね。わかった。え、何？ここが有名な竹下通りだよ。ほら、あそこに書いてあるよ。なるほど。ここなのね。